Good morning, everyone. I hope you're having a nice, beautiful, cool morning. Living this part of the country, you get used to weather changes like this. Fellas, if you don't have a Valentine for your sweetie, you still got 2 days to get it in. Don't forget. Or by Wednesday or Tuesday, you're going to be in the doghouse. I've already got mine. She hasn't got it yet, but I've already got it. Don't forget to get one. Because I don't want anybody being in the doghouse, Jason. Don't forget. Anyway, we're going to run over this morning, I'm afraid, because I've got quite a bit to talk about. Discussion of what some people think and what people you talk to out in the world. Excuses for not becoming a Christian. I think on our class this morning, back there, we got talking about how the Jews didn't want to give up what they had and why. But the excuses we have for not becoming a Christian. I would just want to cover some thoughts that people give you if you talk to them. Excuses. And some scriptures that tell you they shouldn't be thinking that way. There's some that make excuse, well, not today. I don't want nothing to do with it today. Maybe tomorrow. Back in the book of Joshua 24:15-16, it says, choose you this day whom you will serve, man or God. If you're outside the body of Christ today, you better think about that. 1 Kings, David writes, how long halt ye? How long are you going to wait? My mother always had a statement, wait's what broke the bridge down. Different kind of wait. If you're used to trucking like Bob and I did, you know what overload does. It's hard on bridges. But the other weight, W-A-I-T, not W-I-G-H-T, is the weight that you don't want to do. Because those who have not been in the military don't realize life can be gone in about 30 seconds. It's quick. Driving down a road, life can go in an accident in less time than that. Isaiah 55:6. Think about this one. Somebody that says they don't want today's not the day to become a Christian, think about giving him this scripture. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Think about that. That's what the prophet Isaiah was saying to those people. Look for the Lord. Don't wait. Because you might not be here tomorrow. Christ in the book of Matthew. Therefore be also ready, for in the hour that ye think not, the Son of Man may come. I have talked to people who say, oh, I got plenty of time. There's no excuse to worry about today and tomorrow. But that's not true. But you can walk right side of out of this building and step on a piece of ice and fall. And die. That's how easy and how quick life can end. We never know. We never know when Christ is going to come back and take everything off of this earth. It might be 1,000 years from now, and it might be in the next 5 seconds. We never know. That's why we need to be ready and looking for it all the time. Second Corinthians 6:2. Now is accepted time. The day of salvation is now. If you're not a child of God today, think about that. Because tomorrow may not be here. I know when I was young once, like you young people are, I didn't think about it. When I first went in the military, I never thought about it. But the older I get, the more you think about it. You'll start thinking about yourself likewise when you get older. Salvation is nearer. Putting things off is not the best idea. And you'll talk to some that will say, that's too late for me. I've done too many bad things in life. I can't change now. God wouldn't accept me now. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make in this earth. No matter how wrong you think you've been, how sinful you think you've been, God will forgive you and accept you. One of my favorite men that wrote most of the New Testament, Paul, was a persecutor. He killed Christians, executed them. But God chose him to be his chief emissary, chief prophet, chief preacher. It's, to me, it's not all in the New Testament. You talk about faith and everything, because so much of it is taught in the Old Testament the same way. The book of Ezekiel. If the wicked turn, he shall live. Turn from his old ways. John 6 and 37. Him that cometh to me, Christ talking, I cast not away. No matter what he's done, not too late. Romans 10, 13. For whomsoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, him shall I save. Or shall he save. God is there. I think it was mentioned in class this morning. He's not the one that leaves. We are. If we don't follow him. There's no excuse sufficient to the day of judgment. It's going to get you into heaven if you haven't followed him. And I've talked to some people who says, well, I tried once to be a Christian and I failed. I stumbled. You, most of us here in this building, have stumbled at some time or other as being a Christian. We have made some mistakes. We're not perfect. The only perfect one, they hung up on a cross. The most cruel death they could think of, to die for us. That through him we have an opportunity for eternal life. Through our mistakes that we make in life. He is able to deliver us. He will deliver us. Daniel 3:17 tells us he's able to deliver us. Romans 4 and 21, he will fulfill all promises that he's made to us. If he made you a promise, he will keep it. Not like man made promise on earth and in the next 5 minutes he's forgot he made that promise and goes and does something else. Hebrews 7:25, read the whole first one. He is able to save to the uttermost. Completely. He forgives and saves. Jude 24. To keep you from falling. Christ is there to lean on like a crutch. That's why you need him in your everyday walk of life. He's a shoulder to lean upon in times of trials and troubles. He will strengthen, he will guide. He will help you. Because we all stumble, we all make mistakes. Until the day we die upon this earth, we will probably still make mistakes. But that's why we can go to Christ to get strength to overcome all them. He is there. 24/7. He's in this room with you today. You may not think of it. He's here with you. He might even touch your shoulder with a hand to give you strength. You don't realize it, but he may have done that to help you through problems and trials. The most consoling thing to me is to realize that no matter where I am, he is there willing to help me. Through all my problems and trials. Give me strength to carry on in this world we live in. And I've talked to people that, well, the Bible's got too many mysteries in it. We come with a little bit of this in our class this morning. There's too many mysteries. I can't understand that stuff. Well, Deuteronomy says, the secret things belong to God. But some things are revealed to our understanding. A lot of things are not revealed because we aren't supposed to know. People speculate and work on all that stuff, but no, I got to know all that stuff. We aren't supposed to know a lot of it. We aren't told because God didn't think we either don't need to know or we couldn't handle the information. One or the other. Or maybe both. John 13 and 7, study that verse. Thou shalt know hereafter, but not the present time. After the day of judgment, if we get to heaven, we may know a lot more than we know now. I figure we'll know a lot more than we know now. We'll understand a lot more than we understand now. Be in heaven with God. Acts 1 and 7. It's not for us to know in this time or season all of God's knowledge. I had a guy talk to me one time. He said, well, I need to study all this psychology and physiology and stuff, and I want to know everything that God knows. I don't, because I could be as smart as God if I knew everything he knew, and I don't think I'd ever capable of handling all that. The man that spoke this world into creation has got more knowledge than I hope to ever have. All I need to know is what I need to know to do to follow him to be worthy of that home in heaven the day of judgment. That's all any of us need to know. And you come to a person that says, well, I don't need a Savior. I can take care of myself. John 3:18, he that believeth not is condemned already. That's a bad place to put yourself in. John 3:36, he that believeth not, the wrath of God abideth on him. Romans 3:23, all have sinned. We've all sinned. Every person on this earth has made sin. Stop to read. Think about Romans 6:23. This one here should make you think you really need a Savior. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Hebrews 2:39. How then shall we escape if we neglect doing what he wants done? That's why we need to think about the people we work with, what we might do ourselves if we're stumbling, if we're not following God. In God there is no danger. We have danger in the world, but in God, if you follow him, there's no danger. Even if you die for him, you could go to heaven with him. There's no danger in dying for him. Because God spared not the angels in 2 Peter 2:4. Do we think we're better than the angels? I don't. Then we have people that come up with this saying, well, there's too many hypocrites in the church. Maybe there is some. I don't know. John 8:3, the hypocrite's hope shall perish. God does not pervert judgment. Matthew 7:1 talks about, judge not that you be not judged. Don't judge something unless you know what's going on. Romans 14 and 12. Every one of us shall give account of himself. I've been around some Indians. I was stationed with a bunch of them in the military. Some Seminoles out of Florida. And they had one statement that stuck with me. Don't judge a man till you walk a mile in his moccasins. We don't know what's in a man's life, and we sometimes make rash judgments of what the man's doing, and we don't always know until you know the facts why some people do some things. People say, I don't like him because he does this. Well, why does he do that? We all get caught up in this sometimes. But we don't know, because you don't know all the facts in a person's life. Then you have talked to a person, they'll say, well, it's going to cost me too much to become a Christian. Some people will say, it's going to cost me too much to become a Christian. All the money I have to give to the church, well, that's not any certain amount, but what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Psalms 116, 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits to me? Can we ever give back to the Lord enough for all the blessings he's given us? I can't. If you can, I'm happy for you, but I sure cannot give back for all the blessings he has given me in life. Mark 8 and 36. What shall profit me if I gain the whole world and yet lose my soul? That would not be a good thing to do. Next verse says, for what will a man give for his soul? Everybody receives much from God. We stop to think. The air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the building we're in, God gives somebody the ability to build this. Somebody cut the lumber, build this. All things we have, God gives somebody the ability to make it for us. In 1 Peter 2:24, he bore our sins on the cross, on the tree with his own body. Think about that. He took all of our problems, all of our sins, everything for us on that tree. You think it's not worth spending our time to follow him, become his child, if you're not his child? Here's one that did not bother me a bit. He says, I cannot leave old companions because they do things that you don't like to do. I don't want to give them up. That one didn't bother me. Exodus 23 and 2. Thou shalt not follow the multitude to do evil. So much of the time the multitude in the workplace, that's what they do, is evil. Proverbs 13 and 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be afflicted. Don't let the world companions bother you and keep you from becoming a child of God. 2 Corinthians 6:14, be not equally unyoked with unbelievers. First Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived, evil communication corrupt good manners. Well, one will say, I shall be persecuted. Oh, they'll be persecuted. Well, Matthew 5:11 says, there's a blessing with it if you're persecuted. Matthew 5 and 12, light lifts us up. God will lift us up and help us through it. 2 Timothy 3:12, you think you have problems because you become a Christian, if you might become one, which you should be. Ye, all that live godly in Christ Jesus, shall suffer persecution. You may. We all may. Revelation 2 and 10. It leads to a crown if you stay strong to the end and pull through it. Becoming a child of God will lead to a crown in the end, and God will help you pull through all the problems and trials. Think about that this day. If you're outside of the body of Christ today, all the help that you can gain from Him, and all the help the brethren here will help you with if you have questions and want to talk. There's no problem too great that Christ, with His helpers on earth, cannot get us through it. If we only let ourselves, humble ourselves, become a child of His and follow Him. Now you might think, Acts 22 and 16. Now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, in calling on the name of the Lord to help you in all your problems and trials. Think this day, what becoming His child is, the benefits you can have from it. The biggest thing is think, because tomorrow may not get here for any of us. Life is that short, that uncertain for each and every one of us. We think we're going to live a long time, a lot of years. We don't know. I remember a haying accident when I was a kid at home, a teenager. A man died on a farm, was working with horses. He thought he would live to be old, but didn't know what was going to happen that day. I remember that. Some things like that you never forget. So think, this day, the opportunity we have, if we give, we offer this opportunity to come forward to Him, become a child of His, if you're not His child, because now is the time. Tomorrow may not be here for any of us. So whatever your heart desires this day, come forward as we stand and sing a song that Kelly Children.